Okay, this is the first time I'm saying the Parsha Shmooz from my house. There is still yeshiva until Monday, but last night the many boys stayed up all night learning, Baruch Hashem. So there was no Friday Shmooz in yeshiva, and I just want to reach out, give a credit to Ellie, an alumnus from a number of years ago, who told me to continue saying the Parsha Shmooz even during the summer, even when there's no live at Tzibur. So I want to say something that I saw in the Harevna this past week, and it's the Harevna Shaila, but there's certainly a tremendous amount of Musar in this story as well. There was a person who went to Davin. It sounds like probably Mincha, although it could have been anything, but I would assume it's Mincha, because he parked the car quickly and ran into Mincha. Now, he was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and he realized that he didn't put money in the meter. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that if a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he wants to have extra kavanah, so he should look outside the window and look up to the Shemayim, and that will somehow give him a chizuk. And it'll awaken his kavanah. And he looked outside, and lo and behold, he saw a meter maid, in Hebrew it's called a pakach, giving a ticket to the car next to him. And he realized, oy vey, this meter maid is going to give me a ticket as well. If in a matter of seconds, and he couldn't concentrate on his davening, so he was wondering if it was permitted for him to stop his Shmoneh Esrei, run outside, put money in the meter, and come back in. Now, Lamaisa, if this Shaila reached Rav Zilberstein, so we don't know what the person did b'shas Maisa. So we're not sure if he went out and paid the meter, or he decided to just forget about it and take the ticket. But that was his suffix, and the Shaila was presented to Rav Chazani, who's a Talmud of Rav Zilberstein, and it sounds like he's the author of Harevna, and he brings his shailas to make sure, he brings his shailas to Zilberstein. So, here, that's the shaila. Can you interrupt your Shmoneh Esrei to run outside to pay the meter? Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to be mafsik in tefillah. Even if a Melech B'Yisrael comes and asks you, gives you shalom, you can't respond to him, and the Mishnah Berurah writes over there that even if you're going to lose money, so it sounds like a pretty open and shut case, that you're not allowed to greet or respond to Melech Yisrael, so certainly you should not be able to even to lose money. So in this situation, you should not be able to interrupt your Shmoneh Esrei to pay the meter. However, in the Sefer Birchas HaBayis, it writes that that's only talking about in terms of Dibur. The major issue is stopping Shmoneh Esrei to talk. But from walking to one place to another, if there's a Hefsed Meruba, this is a quote from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Dalid, Sivkot and Yud. The Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah there is that you're allowed to go place to place for Hefsed Meruba. And therefore, perhaps it'd be mutter for him to walk without, of course, without stopping, without interrupting his speech. And additionally, there are a number of heterim that come up. What about a baby who's crying? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes that Biramizo, without talking, you're allowed to calm a baby down in order to, if it's really disturbing you. Also, if a sefer falls and it's bothering your kavana, you're allowed to walk over to the sefer and pick it up. That's also Mishnah Berurah Siman Tzadi Vav Sifkot and Zayin. And also, if the telephone is ringing and it's bothering your kavana, and also somebody's knocking at the door, you're allowed to go over and open the door, or take the receiver off the hook, and then go back to your tefillah. So it sounds like from these halachas, number one, that you're allowed to stop talking, you're allowed to interrupt for Hefsed Mammon as long as you don't talk, and you're allowed to pick up a sefer, you're allowed to calm a baby down, all of these without talking, and that's what this person was going to do. He was going to, without talking, walk outside, put the money in the meter, and come back in. So this is what Rav Chazani, who's really the author of Harevna, wanted to say. But when he brought the question in front of Rav Zilberstein, he said, L'maisa, there is no heter over here in this case. There's no heter. And he said it's also for him to go outside in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, even without talking, to pay the money in the meter. And he based it on a pasuk in this week's parasha, Perek Tezvav, pasuk Lamed Aleph, Kidvar Hashem Boza, Ves Mitzvoso Hefar. Because it's an abomination to the word of Hashem. It's a total abomination. It's like a desecration of the mitzvos. Because what does he show? He shows that the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not important. And additionally, in this case, it was his fault. He made a mistake. He should have put money in the meter. And when we think about it, he said, would he have done the same thing if he was in the middle of a big meeting with a Melech Basar Adam? Would he do such a thing? Right, if a person is in the middle of a job interview for their life, for the biggest job of their career, and they realize that they forgot the money in the meter, they run outside. A person is in the middle of the most important thing he's involved in, and he can make a lot of money. Would he run outside for 100 shekels or whatever it is, $100 for a parking ticket? I would assume that everybody would say no, they wouldn't go out. So too over here. So therefore, there's no heter. You're in the middle of talking to Hashem. You're in the middle of talking Melech Malchim Melechim. It's going to cost you $100, 100 shekels. So the litmus test is, what would you do if it was a person? That was very important. And therefore, Zibushin says that there's no heter. Even though he's not talking, he's just walking outside, there's no heter. And he adds on another thing. He says that you can't say that because all the other heterim, like the baby crying and the phone ringing and the safe on the floor, is a heter, because all those examples are noisy examples, right? The example of the baby and the knocking of the door and the phone. And here there's no noisy example. This is more internal. That's number one. Number two, the idea of the heter of going to pick up a safer is kavod shemayim. But here there's certainly no kavod shemayim. Therefore, as the Gemara in Sukkah says, it's his obligation to try to control his mind and try to relax himself and to realize that the ticket is not the end of the world, and he's in the middle of talking to Hashem. And we see from here a tremendous lesson that when a person is davening, oftentimes we daven three times, since we daven three times a day, and it becomes so common to us, we sort of forget that we're mamish omed b'fnei melech. A person has to always remember, obviously a person should have kavanah on every milah, certainly the first bracha, but there's one thing that should always be a constant. We're literally standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if we would have that feeling, so then this wouldn't even be a shaila. There's no way in the world that we would think about walking away from talking to the King of all Kings just to pay a meter and just to save a few dollars or a few shekels. Now, in this Sefer V'Harevna, he brings down an appendix that from Shimshon Pinkas, I think it's written, this is written down in the Sefer, I think it's called Birchas Miriam, something like that. It's in the Sefer Ol Miriam on page Yud Gimel. And it talks about a Bacher who's having difficulty in his Ruchnius, and he sends a letter to Rav Shimshon Pinkas, and he says like this. He says, give me an Eitzah. Let me know how I can improve myself. I'm trying to work on myself, and I'm having tremendous difficulty. Please give me an Eitzah how I can improve myself. And Shimshon Pinkas writes back, and he says, listen, I'm not on the Madriga to give you the best Eitzahs, to tell you exactly what to do, and so on. But I'll tell you what I think you could do. I can't take responsibility for giving you the ultimate Eitzah, the ultimate piece of advice. But I'll tell you what I think you should do. He says, maybe I should read it inside because it's so beautiful. Nearly sha'atam shtalam od ba'aliyah l'torah v'yir shemayim. It looks to me that you're trying really hard. You're doing all your shtadlus. If you're asking me and you're turning to me, give me an eitzah. You know, you've done all you can. You need external help. Why is that the case? It's very, very hard to reach such lofty goals, above and beyond your human capability. Even though you need to work hard, you need to try in your ruchnis, you've gotten to the point, you need outside help. He's talking to the buffer and he's saying, listen, it sounds like you've basically come to the conclusion that you've tried all you can, you need outside help. So he writes and says as follows: I'll give you a name and an address who you can turn to that can help you, right? And it's Hashem, and his name is Hashem, and his address is everywhere. And he's very strong. He created everything. And Yodeh Besod, I know secretly, Shu Gamo Hevotcha, he loves you. Ba'ofen ishi, in a very personal way. His eyes are gazing upon you, and he's waiting for you to turn to him. And it's not hard to find him, because he's found everywhere. even at this moment that you're reading this letter and or that you're listening to this shir, you can turn to him. I'm writing to this to you. That tefillah is this lofty thing, reaching high heights, and it's a lofty mitzvah. Kol zenachon, it's true. Avolo ikur, that's not the ikur. That it's a mitzvah to do tefillah, and it's a way to grow. Ha'ikur hisha kodesh baruch hu chai v'kayim. The ikur, the main point of tefillah is that Hashem is alive, and He's sustainable. V'kayim, He's alive and well. She'efzal letos ito kesher isha. You can grab a personal relationship with Hashem. Nobody's ever been disappointed. Anybody who develops a relationship with Hashem, he will not be let down. What's more simple is more practical. It's even better, and it has more of an impact. The main thing is to have a personal kesher with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with our Avinu Malkeinu. It's simple. Just tell him your problem. And ask him for help. Again and again and again. Don't try too hard. Of course, you have to do shtadlus. Don't overextend yourself in the department of shtadlus. Turn and go. To the one straight, go to him straight. To the one who could really help you, be'emes. Titzvosoto va'al ta'azoto. Grab him, and do not let go. Ad she'sagta et kol shelib chachavet. Until you get everything your heart desires, we see a different perspective, and the most important perspective about tefillah. That of course it's a mitzvah. Of course we want to grow in tefillah, but the essence is to develop a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this obviously relates to the shayla that we discussed. That a person feels that he actually has a relationship with Hashem, that he's talking to Hashem, and he's connecting to Hashem. Who in their right mind would run outside to pay a meter if he's in the middle of talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, to Avinu Malkeinu? And this is something we need to take with us. And I guess I'm talking to the guys who are leaving. And, you know, leaving yeshiva is certainly a challenge. And we will certainly be met with many, many challenges. But we have to remember that Hashem is namish alongside us, waiting for us to turn to Him for our help. Even the smallest things, let your luggage, you know, make it through and not be overweight, let you have the right seat on the plane, and, you know, to the big things, let me marry the right girl, let me make, you know, let me be zochet to have parnasa, let me be zochet to have children, health, and everything else that a person needs in life. We should be zochet to have our tremendous amounts of siyata d'shmaya in all areas of our life, and specifically in developing this tremendous kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we should be Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol Mishal Zibeinu L'Tova. Have an amazing Shabbos.